Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, man.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen. The lamb.
Thank you for the lamb. Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
I'm so glad.
Everyone, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Miss Sandra Lede. Miss Lede is on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, to discuss her son, Mr. Lede, who is in jail. Mr. Lede is in jail. He's been there for a very long time. They have not put him in a mental ward. They have not put him in a hospital. He needs to be in the hospital, the mental ward. He's deteriorating. Mr. Lede is getting worse and worse. This is in Lumberton, Texas. Am I correct, Ms. Lede?
Look, Port Arthur, Texas.
Port Arthur, Texas. Port Arthur, Texas. Okay, she's called the state attorney general. She's called highway patrol. She's called the state police. And no one can help this lady. They refuse to help her. So tell your story, Ms. Lede.
Yes, ma'am. My son's name is Willie Lede III. He's been in the Jefferson County Jail in Port Arthur, Texas, since June of 2021. He do not take the medication inside the jailhouse because the voices is telling him not to take it. That's because he's deteriorating. Last time I heard from my son was 5 months ago. I called the jail every day, every week, talked to the lieutenants to tell them that I need to talk to my son. And they said that he gives his PIN number out to different inmates and that he don't have his PIN. So I called again today, spoke to the lieutenant, told her that the other inmates is calling me for my son and I can hear him in the background. But no one's called me, no, let him call me back. And then all his commissary, my son with his mind gone, the inmates is taking all his commissary that I bought him.
Okay, have you been to see your son?
No, ma'am, I can't do the jailhouse because the cuffs be on him and he be complaining that they too tight and they make blisters on his arm. So I just, you know, around his hands and stuff, so I just don't go because I don't want him to be cuffed down too tightly.
So they have him shackled and cuffed.
Shackled down, and then it bruises because they be so tight. It bruises around his wrist and stuff.
So that's, he's violent.
Yes.
Okay. So they won't put him in the hospital.
No.
Why won't they put him in a mental ward?
Because they say, at first they said there was no beds. But when they deteriorate this bad, he don't even know his name. The last time he was in jail and he had to be placed in the mental hospital, which was in Conroe, Texas, the doctors over there told me that he was in such bad shape, it would be quite a while before they could get him back to normal because the jailhouse kept him in there too long without getting him the right medical help he needs.
That's what happens when you're black and mentally ill and you get in the criminal justice system. What was he arrested for? Was he arrested at all?
He was arrested for, he was hearing the voices. He didn't have no more of his medicine. He was hearing the voices. He called the police on 911 and told them that someone is in his house. So then out there when the police got there, he knew that this one officer, Stone Purchase, he didn't want him in his house. He can remember that much because his brother was killed by the police, so he gets paranoid most of the time. And he told the police not to come in his house. He had a stick in his hand, but he was in his yard and told the police not to come in his yard. So they arrested him for that. They arrested him for calling 911, and then they said somebody, he had indecent exposure. So they got him for that, but he don't wear a belt, so his clothes fall down.
So your son needs to be in the state mental ward.
Yes.
That's where he needs to be. Okay, you have not been able to get any attorney or anyone to help you?
No one damn. I keep calling and calling and calling. I can't get no help. And the more he's sitting in there, the more worse he's getting.
Have you called the FBI?
I wrote letters. I call the FBI. I call the Criminal Justice Department in Austin, Texas. I've just been doing a whole lot of calling.
The state criminal justice system.
Yes, I did. They said there was nothing they could do. I had to get in touch with the Criminal Justice Department. And I did, and I talked to Mr. Woods. He told me to send him an email with everything on there. I did. That's been like 2 months ago, and I still haven't heard from him.
Maybe you should follow back up with him.
I did call him.
Begging doesn't mean prayer and begging. Prayer and begging, I just don't know why God won't intervene.
Yes, ma'am, I did call him. He's never in his office now. And the lady that we have that's over the jailhouse, she doesn't do anything for people. And then I called the judge, Blatton, and asked him who's over Miss Zena. He said no one over her. And so he said it would be criminal justice, and that's who I've been calling. Because she's not doing anything in there for the mentally ill.
She's not doing anything for the mentally ill. And there are a lot of mentally ill people.
And he's in a one-man cell, so that makes it even worse. He's not there now, even letting him out the cell to come out of there.
And they had no mercy. He's been in there for months.
June of 2021.
Oh, how much has this happened before?
It happened before, but they was able to send him to Montgomery County Mentally Hospital.
Medication is very important for the mentally ill, regardless if they're black or not. I have depression. And it's been used against me legally numerous times. I have depression. I have anxiety and insomnia. And every time I turn around, it's being used against me. So I know something about mental illness. I, too, have been in the mental ward. Last time I was in there was 1999 or 2000. I haven't been in the mental ward in, I think about 22, 23 years. I dread to have Kim stay out because I know what they're going to do to me once I'm in there. I know if I get in the criminal justice system exactly what they're going to do to me. They'll do me like they did your son.
Yes, ma'am.
They would definitely do me like I'm a woman also. There's no telling what else they'll do to me if I ever get into criminal justice system. I know what it's like to be labeled with a mental illness and have it used against you. Your son needs medication. Your son needs hospitalization.
Yes, ma'am. He's just not getting no help. I mean, being in that one-man cell 24 hours is getting worse on him.
Yes, ma'am. I believe that.
And then I sent you that text showing what they say he was doing in there.
He's sick. He's very sick, and he's in a chainment for them. And that's the sickening part.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the sickening part about it. When they find out something is wrong with you, white people and sometimes black people too, but use it against you as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have a little something,
yes,
and you're mentally ill, like property, like I have. I have property. I have a land and I have a house. So when they see you have something, they have a tendency to use it against you.
Well, that's what's going on with him right now. And it just has me worried because I don't know what else to do but pray.
Yeah, they get mad when you won't break down. Have a mental breakdown, just let them take what you got. Your son didn't have land or property, but they went at him anyway.
No, he don't have any, but the house he in belongs to me, so.
So you have two or three properties?
Yes.
See, no one left me a house, a property. No one left me anything. I had to get it on my own. So he was left. I'd still be in the projects if I hadn't got my own. So, I don't know what to say. I told you to call the state police, the FBI, the state attorney's office, the highway patrol, the state police.
Yes, ma'am.
I advised you to call the senators.
Yes.
I just can't believe no one will help. And he's suffering like he is. He is suffering.
Ma'am.
Can't sleep at night.
Mm-mm.
And your daughter has passed away.
Yes. My daughter died on Tuesday. She left behind two children. So I have to bury her on Saturday.
This Saturday or next Saturday?
This Saturday. Coming up.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Your husband is dying.
Yes.
Okay. You have your grandchildren, though.
Yes, ma'am. My grandson is 23. He has to raise his brother that's 16.
Okay. How are they holding up?
Not good. Because it's going to be a big responsibility for my grandson that's 23 because he's in college. And it's going to be a big responsibility for him to have to raise his brother.
Okay.
So,
are they going to stay with you?
my grandson lives in Houston, which is another town, and he can't quit his college because he went to school on his GI Bill. So he has to go to that school.
So you had you're burying your daughter, your husband is terminal, you have a son that's in jail that is extremely mentally ill and needs the right medication, needs to be hospitalized, and no one will hospitalize. What was his name again?
Willie LaDay.
Willie LaDay, and he's in Port Richey?
No, ma'am. He's in the Jefferson County jailhouse in Port Arthur, Texas.
Port Arthur, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so sorry this is going on. I'm going through a lot my own self. I'm going through a whole lot my own self. So I want to do this interview. I'm going to send this interview out to as many people as I can. I'm going through a whole lot myself. You know, I know God is going to make it better.
Yes, ma'am.
They're having hearings and court hearings that I don't know anything about, court days and things against me that I've asked for, but they just don't tell me when they're having them.
Okay.
So, but that's how they do when there's something different about you. But I'm blessed. I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed. I'm still doing my radio show. Still working part-time, so I'm still blessed. But that's how they do when they know you're black and you have something wrong with you. That's just how it is in little small southern towns like the one I'm in Chipley, Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So basically, you had another son. He was hogtied.
Yes, ma'am, in Lumberton, Texas.
And killed.
Yes, ma'am.
And called a nigger and run off the road.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's how the police got involved.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. This is horrible. This is horrible. I don't know how you still feel this, but God is with you. I know there's an answer somewhere.
Yes, sir.
I know there's an answer somewhere. Yeah. I really sympathize with your son because I have a mental illness, and it really hurts, too, because I know it could easily be me.
Yes, ma'am.
That's another thing I want. I know how easily that could be me in that jail for some cooped up charges.
Yep. And then to top that off, a police officer told another police officer what would happen to him if he was to kill my son.
They're talking about killing him.
Yeah, the police officer told another police officer what would happen to him if he was to kill my son. And he told the other police officer this about a month after he arrested my son. So now that has me worried because I'm not trying to lose another child.
Is he your last child?
No, I have a daughter, my oldest daughter.
Is she able to do anything?
My older daughter is, but she has high sugar. She's suffering with some illness herself, but she works.
Yes, the murder of your son. What was his name?
Kevin LaDay.
Kevin LaDay? Yeah. Really put a lot of health problems on your family.
Yes,
and a lot of stress on them.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It caused one son to become mentally ill. His murder did. Mr. Kevin Madej. That's what racism does. That's what racism does. It destroys. It destroys. I'm so sorry they have discriminated and racism is that severe in your family. He wasn't born mentally ill. I just want you to know this. God didn't make him mentally ill. Satan did. But knowing how his brother was murdered by racism. Your son, Mr. Kevin Madej, was dating a woman of another race, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be a lot of that murder going on for dating women of other races. Seems to be a lot of that. All right. Well, I've run out of suggestions. You call the state senator. You call the state police. You call the state attorney's office. You called and begged. Have you sent in anything in writing online or anything? Put it in writing?
No, well, I had started writing letters already, but after my daughter took sick and then really after she done died right now, it's just been too much on me right now.
But you still have to take your husband to dialysis.
My husband goes to dialysis 3 days a week. He has congestive heart failure. He's in stage 4 cancer. He has skin cancer. And the list go on and on.
Lord have mercy, Ms. Lede. I wish there was something I could do. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I wish there was something I could do to help you besides this good interview. I'm going to put it out there, put this interview out there. Hopefully some attorney will hear it and see something legal that they can do. I am so sorry. It looks, it's criminal what they're doing to your son, though. It really is a lawsuit. But like me, you can't get an attorney either. So, all right, Ms. Lede.
I sure thank you for calling me.
You're welcome. I thank you for doing the interview. I'll send you a copy of it.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be calling you later on.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Lede. God bless you. All right, everyone. You've been listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview has been with Ms. Sandra Lede. Ms. Lede's son, Willie Lede, is in the Jefferson County Jail in Texas. On the state of Texas, he's mentally ill. He was caught. He's mentally ill because what happened to his brother, the way his brother was murdered by the police. There was a small settlement in the Willie Lede case. Not nearly enough, though, for his murder. She's real concerned about her son, Kevin Lede, who's in the jail, who's severely mentally ill. And won't take his medication. He's been abused and beaten. Now they're talking about killing him, she says. So those of you who hear this interview, share it. Share it with an attorney because this is abuse. Severe abuse. This family's been through hell. Ms. Lede has been through hell. Ms. Sandra Lede has went through hell. She's going through hell. She can't sleep at night. She's worried about her son. Got her hands full. But that's what racism does. It kills. So don't ever say hard work won't kill you. Because it will. Especially if there's racism involved. All right, everyone. Have a good day.